Hey guys, welcome to our Pro Practice Secrets audio. Thanks a lot for tuning in and checking out this installment. Before we get started, some of you have been asking about the music that begins and ends these audios. It's a song called Tones Majestic. If you want to check it out, you can download it as well. Just click on the music tab on the website stevepickettmusic.com. That's stevepigottmusic.com. That's presumably how you found this audio in the first place, and you can get it there. It's all the information's there. All right, let's get to it. So we've already talked about maximizing a short amount of practice time through, first of all, forming clear musical goals and then combining different areas of practice into a compound practice. And we also talked about how to make the most, get the most out of practicing a simple idea. We've talked a lot about how to practice, but not so much about what to practice. This is because everyone's goals are different. If you want to be, let's say, the guitarist in the next world-beating pop rock band, what you practice will be really different to the guy who wants to be, a jazz guy and wants to learn some jazz tunes, maybe playing a jazz jam or something like that. And then the way that person practices will be different again from the person who enjoys guitar as a hobby, wants to get better to express themselves, as a hobby, but has no interest in making it a career. So there are different kind of goals and different things that will be good for those people to practice depending on where they're at. So it's kind of hard to say what you should do. But there are some things that every musician will have in common. And I consider you to be a musician if you play music in any capacity. You're a musician to me. You don't have to be registered with the government, with the tax guys, to say you're a self-employed musician, to call yourself a musician. In my opinion, you're a musician if you play music in any capacity. And that being said, there are certain things that every musician in any capacity will have in common. For most of us, for instance, the main goal of practicing is to equip ourselves to better express ourselves musically. We practice first, of course, because it's fun to play. It's fun to practice, play the guitar. But also, we hope to get better at playing the guitar so we can make the kind of music we want to make and make it sound even better and play it even better. And that's really the point. The end goal, a lot of times, is to play music. I see a lot of guitar players getting lost in endless scale patterns, technical exercises, and things like that. These things are great. If you really want to zone in on your picking technique, for instance, and give it a concentrated boost, there are great specialist exercises for that. And some of them don't sound very good, musically speaking, but they're really good for the mechanics of picking. So, you know, those things are useful. But it's important never to lose sight of the reason we're doing these exercises at all, which is to get better so we can play music. So the key tip here is, as much as we can make music playing and music making a part of our practice, the more joy we'll have in our practice, so the more we'll want to practice, and the more actually musically beneficial the practice will be. The key tip this time is to learn musical vocabulary. Learn songs, learn solos, learn licks. Yes, if you want, do some exercises, but it's even better to play a solo or a lick that features the specific technique. So say you want to improve a particular technique. If you can find a lick or a solo or something like that that really stresses that technique, it's so much better to practice that because it's a musical thing than it is to just go straight immediately to your technical exercise. Because if you do something musical, which also stresses the technique that you want to work on, you're working on the skill itself and you're also learning music. If you want to sound more authentic in a style, you can never go wrong copying those players who you love. If you feel like, let's say, your blues playing just doesn't sound right, doesn't sound bluesy, it sounds a bit by the numbers, a bit wooden, take your favorite guitar player and learn five of his best solos, or take your favorite five of his licks and play them until they're a part of you. Play them and play them and play them as a practice until they sink into your musical DNA, right? And then take five more licks and do the same thing, or from the same guy or from another player you admire. That's the real secret to sounding authentic any style of music. First you imitate, you copy, then you assimilate, and then you innovate. Imitate, assimilate, innovate. The first step is to copy. The second step is to play what you've copied a lot, so it sinks into you, becomes part of your musical DNA. And then you can launch off from that foundation into innovating your own licks and your own style, and, you know, coming up with your own stuff. It's a natural evolution of having copied and mimicked your influences. There are lots of musicians who are well known to have taken this approach. In fact, pretty much any musician you talk to will be able to relate to this somehow. Eddie Van Halen learned every one of Eric Clapton's solos, and he was known around his school as being the guy who played all the Clapton songs note for note. Steve Ray Vaughan often talked about his early blues influences like Albert King, B.B. King, and a whole host. Jazz guitarist Wes Montgomery's first gigs were imitating Charlie Christian's solos, and George Benson's first gigs were imitating Wes Montgomery's solos. So all these players went on to push the boundaries of guitar playing, and all of them studied at the feet of their heroes. And we can do the same by delving into our music collections, immersing ourselves in the playing of the greats, and copying them. Technical exercises, look, they're fine by me. I like them a lot, in fact, when they're used well. Just make sure the vast majority of your practice is learning to play real music, played by real musicians that you can use in a musical situation. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. There are more installments coming, so watch out in your inbox for my email to come through. And once again, you can download the music you've been listening to at the beginning and the end of this audio over at stevepickettmusic.com in the music section. It's a song called Tones Majestic, if you want to check it out. All right, see you next time, guys.